Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're out, and somebody brings over something to give us.
Yeah.
Which this guy.
Nice. Yeah.
This guy dropped off beef jerky. I try it. I can't stop eating it. You know, like with good salsa, do you have this? Does it have this effect on you with good salsa? Like you get to a point where you almost just want to drink it. Like, I can't stop. Chip.
Right in the bowl.
Yes. And maybe there's like the spicy nature of it that is why. This has that.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I got to get back to some semblance of a life where I can eat normally. These weekend sports trips are just torture.
It's hard not to just fall into the rest stop trap.
How do you not?
You get off the highway and you go looking for some place. Who wants to do that when you're trying to make time?
It takes so much longer. It costs more.
Who wants to do that?
Right. Saturday night, I was with my son in Columbus, and so they get done playing around 6, and all the boys want to hang out. They're all hungry, but they're not in charge. Like, all they care about is they want to hang out. So the parents are going to feed them. They just know that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making their plans, get to the pool. Pool closes at 9. Everybody come over, two different hotels. Come over to Josh's hotel, and, you know, food will be given us because we're kids. We don't have to actually care about that or think about that. Mm-hmm. It'll just show up on our plates.
Must be nice.
So I went off with this other family. I'm like, let's really eat. These guys, I mean, hate to deprive my son here, but there'll be time. Mm-hmm. You know, there'll be time after. If we act quickly, we can go to a real restaurant.
Right.
And if it's, you know, not bad, we can get out of there quickly and, you know.
Back here, none the wiser.
That's right.
Right.
So that's what we did, and in this case, it worked out nicely, and we got to the other hotel. The party was at the other hotel, and as we were walking in, here comes like 8 pizzas.
Of course, right.
Hey, you guys want pizza? You're right on time.
It's not just pizza. It's Ohio pizza.
You know,
I did hear that term. I mean, I don't know. My experience is that largely is going to be challenging, if not worse.
Chain, probably, at best.
Sure.
It's not really what you're expecting. It's going to have too much dough, too little sauce, too little cheese.
The pepperoni is going to be those like big, huge, like sandwich slice, like they look like the bottom of tuna can pepperonis. It's like, what even is that?
Is that salami?
Is that a cold cut on there? What? I mean, just not. No, cup and char. Forget it. No, you're not getting what you're used to.
You're not. But it was a great time. Brought home a gold medal. And because of the rain delay, was able on a Father's Day, like a dad wants, to watch the last couple hours of the Open.
Yeah.
Is it really possible not to love the U.S. Open? I mean, there are people who just think, it's too hard.
I suppose. I mean, I think it's just people. I think people who like golf, generally the vast majority like the U.S. Open. I think. You don't have to like. I do see people who report on golf, cover golf, I presume really like golf, saying, I don't get a lot of pleasure out of watching the best players in the world look like me on a Saturday at my local Muni. And I don't know. I don't think I want to exactly say I enjoy, it's not my favorite thing about it, but it is important to me to see these guys be challenged in that way once in a while. It can make you feel a little bit better about your own, you know, ineptitude when you're on the golf course yourself. Not that that's necessarily what you're there for, but it does have that spillover for me anyway. And like Scottie Scheffler, a lot of my friends Saturday night, I think that was the right Saturday night. He finished his round. It was on the range. The hat's all crooked. He's like yelling at the swing coach or just really animated. Like, that's a lot of us. That's the vast. That's 98% of the golfing public is that person. Like, I don't even know how to do this anymore. Why am I even here? Seeing the best in the world go through that, I think, gives you the ability to be more patient about yourself, more forgiving of your shortcomings. So
okay.
If that's not too complicated, that is why I like watching them struggle. It's not just like, ha, 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 he almost fell into a pond. Not really. It's just knowing that the game can humble even the greatest players matters. And they practice and play all the time.
I don't think there's anything bad about it at all. You know, like every course, whether intentionally or not, will provide a different standard. And the U.S. Open happens to have the reputation for, like, the toughest standard. And somebody's going to have to be the toughest. So I think it's great. I think what it brings out, and it happens that this year it especially did that because of the winner and how he won. It brings out the importance of resisting the temptation to just give up and just go on tilt. And I think a lot of the top guys yesterday did that. You saw it from Burns. You saw it from Adam Scott. Like, he just was a mess. You saw it from Hatton at the end when Hatton maybe smelled that he had a chance to win. And then when he put himself in bad spots and maybe got a little bad luck, he could not deal. Like, tough one, buddy.
Yep.
You know, this is that tournament. And here, just like it was written, you got a guy in Spawn who has the tough start. Turns out he said his daughter was sick all night, so he's got a young child who's throwing up, and he was at CVS overnight or whatever he said. And then he hits that flag stick on two and loses 60 yards to that, and that's just crazy.
Yep.
And I was rooting for him. Like, he's my guy. And I'm in the car yesterday, like, come on, not another missed fairway, not another bogey. Like,
right.
But as somebody, like, emotionally invested in him, I was all, you know, you're driving and you're thinking and I'm paying attention to the golf tournament on the radio. And like, buddy, you're still not out of it.
Right.
And he said when he won, he said like how he thought about that. There's a Tiger Woods story that Homa told him about, like, you just got to remember in that tournament, don't go away. Like, just be there. I think even Scheffler had that stretch where he just was like, almost like he was indifferent on the greens. He had an 8-foot birdie putt, and he missed, and he just missed the next one. Like, he could have won.
Yeah. When it got to when Burns finally started making, you know, a couple of mistakes, you know, in the back half of the back nine, I guess it really took almost that long for that to start happening to him. Yeah, all the guys, like, we were communicating with, we have this bet with Brian, all the guys that were like four over that seemed like they were dead when the day started, suddenly like, oh, these guys are live. And Scheffler, I think at one point yesterday, got to three.
Yeah, he did.
I definitely saw what you're referring to from a number of players. And yeah, that, again, like, that's a part of, look, I want to be careful about, like, using what these people go through in such a high-stakes event for my own purposes, but golf almost entirely for me the last 3 years has been about not ever losing my temper. I don't want to. I don't devote enough time or energy to practicing it. I like playing, And I don't feel like I've earned the right to be frustrated. If I worked a little more at it, I might get frustrated. And that's a dangerous line to walk. I don't want to put more in and then feel justified. Because however much I put in, it's never going to be enough to get really good, I don't think. Like, really consistently good. But I like Spawn shoots 40 on the front. Somebody shoots 40 on for the front nine of a major, goodbye, you're gone. And he just hung in there, and eventually it seemed like it really did. It took almost all day for Burns to miss anything. But once it happened, it was like, and it wasn't like he was hitting the, you know, hospitality tents or anything. He just found some tough lies and missed a couple putts, and there it is.
He missed by very small amounts. Like he had at 11th hole, he doubled where the ball spun off the fairway into the first cut, and he might have been in a divot. And then there were two or three of those with him where he was just like, and that will get to you. This isn't saying too much, I hope. I think what golf gives you as a fan, if you've played, it's relatable. Nothing about watching the Bills is relatable. We make up stories about what those guys we think might be feeling during games, but there's nothing about what they're actually doing that like almost anybody has ever done. Just imagine being Josh Allen and calling one play and looking over the defense and then getting the pass rush and having all the people watching you. I mean, that's the same as golf, but like, and then executing. What has anybody ever done anything close to that? Like, that's just like way above what most people have ever experienced. We love it, but we have no idea what it's actually like to do it. Golf, it's really maybe the one sport of all where if you've played any competitive golf in your life for $5, for the sea flight at your country club, for anything, that is the same. You're Spawn on the 17th tee, and you've never won, and you're tied, and it's raining, and it's like an impossible shot. And it's, you know, instead it's you at Tantera, Pendleton Creek now, or me, and like I'm playing to get my name on a plaque, or I'm playing for $10.
Right.
And I'm over that ball.
Playing to beat my kid.
Whatever. Like, I think that is, I mean, obviously, you don't need to say it. The scale is different. But the feeling is not. I think the feeling is relatable. And when a guy, whoever it is, especially when somebody who's never done it, and he gets that sort of discounted status, like Adam Scott was the guy yesterday who was supposed to be the one who knows how to win, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever that means.
Right.
We always say it. And he shot 79. Here's a guy that's like just kind of new on the scene. Had never come close to winning a big, he came close to winning the Players, but had never won a big tournament, never came close to winning a big tournament before that one.
That appearance at the Players is when I learned who he was.
Me too. I loved him that week.
I'm sure I'd seen his name over the years, but I'd never really thought about him one time.
I did not know the name at all. I watched that tournament because I was sick and just really liked his story. So, you know, yes, there's infinitely more on the line, but he's over that drive at 17. He's over the 3-footer for birdie on that hole. He's over the, you know, the drive and then the fairway shot, the second shot on 18, and then the putt. I mean, that was kind of a gift that he got to see it exactly, but he makes it. I mean, all that stuff is kind of like, if you play,
you can have that moment even though the scale is vastly different. Sure. Emotionally for us, that stake is going to feel, you know, as big as it is going to get for you, you know, like for most of us, you know, like I don't expect I'm ever going to be playing in a club championship or anything. I'm going to be 60 in a couple of weeks. I've never belonged to a club. I doubt that I will at any point here. They'll never say never, but but you still know. And even if it's not the stakes, something about golf that I think is very relatable is that it does allow you, this has been said many times, so I'm not breaking new ground here, but your point about football, you can make it about hockey, about basketball, whatever sport you want. Golf allows you the opportunity to once in a while do the thing that they do. You're probably not going to hit your drive 380 yards like Rory sometimes does or DeChambeau, right? But a 250-yard three-wood like Fox last week at the RBC in the fourth playoff, I've hit that shot, you know, and it's a great feeling. You don't find that in the other sports. Like if somebody was out there going, well, I was Josh Allen in high school, like, okay, you don't get to do it now. Like you can't revisit that, you know. And of course, there weren't 80,000 people and television cameras and all that too. But still, you functionally performed some aspects of that job, quarterback of your team. But it's long gone. You can't get that feeling again. Almost 100% of the time, you're just not going to find it. Golf, even whatever age you are, is going to give you that opportunity, and that's a very cool thing about the game. And you know, again, that's why it's relatable to watch them struggle. You know, a lot of us struggle at bobolink, but to see them struggle is just it just works for me in a way that very few athletic endeavors I think can.
I mean, of course, right? Like if you've played any other sport on a high school or college level, you know more about what it is like to do it than someone who hasn't. It's not the pros. And I think maybe golf is different. I want it to be, I think. I think maybe it's different because it's just you and the ball. You know, like it's not, if you played baseball on high school or college level, you know, you might remember pitching, batting, game on the line, championship. You would have that, you would know what that's like on that level. But, you know, I feel like I'm making different points now, but to put that on like the major league level and the ball's coming in at 100 miles per hour right. Or something, I mean, it's so different. It's just golf is still like you and the ball and the course. And I just can't really grasp what it's like to be able to execute with it all like right, like Spawn did, like with it all right there. And I think that does get easier. It just logically, it should get easier when you've done it before. What this guy was able to do, has been able to do, is like, however he actually does it in his mind, buy into himself as somebody that can do it. Like that's the story he keeps telling, is that he eventually learned how to believe in himself and to trust himself to play and have the confidence. And these shots, how much tougher does it get? In golf than that, with that pressure and those conditions and that golf course, you know, like how much harder is does the challenge ever become than what that was? And that's just that brings me to tears. Like when a guy like that is able to pull that off, it literally brings me to tears. I just admire so much somebody's ability to not lose it when there is all this going on. I mean, it's a game where, I mean, it's like anything, I guess, the more you practice, the more well-prepared you are, the easier it gets. But, I mean, I just know from my little experience in this, being over a 5-foot putt when, what are you winning? What are you winning if you make it? Almost nothing, but it's important to you. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing in life to have. You know,
sure.
Something to compete for and something to want. And I just know, like, I would get really nervous and have to play games in my mind to get to a point where, like, I would be able to not be at my worst, you know, or maybe at my best, but not be at my worst. One story I tell is, and I know it's, like, ridiculous to compare to the U.S. Open, but just being in a tournament – and as we were winning and it got late and I started to really get tired and hot and just be like kind of, I felt like I was exhausted and losing it. And we had a little bit of a break and we went to a playoff and I was the first person to hit in this playoff. We drew numbers. So I'm up first and I'm over the ball. And I had the thought to myself, wait till these people see how great I am.
Wow. Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't, you know, stripe one. But I survived it. I mean, right, we got all the way to the last hole, and it was, like, effective.
Right.
I think. Different things. It's actually a Donald Trump line from decades ago in Sports Illustrated, building golf courses. And he said, I remember the quote in the magazine, you know, about getting nervous in golf, whatever it is that you're nervous about, just remember 6 billion people don't care. And that's updated to 7 billion now when I use that one.
Right.
I mean, far be it for me, but I do. I like that.
Right.
Just, you know, you're playing tricks in your mind.
I like this point a lot about the anxiety that, I mean, of course, any pro athlete has, but golf is singular. It's a solo endeavor. Sure, you've got support people and family and coaches and whatever, but you're out there. It's the everybody watching, whether in person or on television. I mean, I this is going to sound ridiculous, but this is very common, I think, among golf. First tee, right? Are people standing around? You know, I got an approach shot, and people are on the patio at 18, and everybody's watching, right? Like, I still get nervous if I realize that I've been recognized. And there's a group or two groups on another hole that are just standing there while I'm teeing off. I'm like, okay, just hit a good shot.
Right.
But
it takes effort.
And I mean, it's like percentage-wise so minuscule compared to what but it translates. And these guys just have to just put that away and keep playing. And yeah, I mean, the lesson for Spawn, I mean, just keep going. 40 on the front. the brutal, all the excuses, everything is there.
But it didn't matter.
Right.
Because he wasn't losing much ground. He was already one off to start the day, and everybody else was struggling too. So he got to what? Four back. That's the most I think he was ever behind. And then he makes a couple of bombs, right? 12.
Yeah.
Where he just touches it and it goes in.
Right.
Then you can start to think, you know, maybe it's meant to be a little bit. You can start to think that you're going to win.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody would be different at
that. He was just the first one of the leaders to sort of wobble. He wobbled early. Burns, funny enough, the leader going in and the leader for most of the day yesterday, shot 40 on the back.
Yeah, he birdied 10 to get to minus 2. And he was the only person under par. He was 2 under. And Scott might have been even at that point. And then 11 was a disaster for both guys. They both doubled,
yeah.
I think, 11. Or Burns did. Maybe Scott bogeyed. But, yeah, then it started to get away from him. I'm thinking about it. You probably are, too, in terms of Brian.
Because
it was Burns or bust for, I mean, Cameron Young. But it was really, he had Burns. And that was $100.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I didn't have a Burns problem. I had a Brian problem.
Right.
Like I didn't want Burns to win because I didn't want Brian to win.
I had the misfortune. It turned out it didn't matter. But for a lot of the day, even really a lot of the weekend, I think I told you this on Friday, when Brian made his picks, I decided, all right, I'm going to grab one of the people he's got in the pay double tier here, right? And Burns and Henley were two of them. I don't know if he had three. And I don't
Young.
Remember who the okay. Oh, right. So I just really blind. Burns had a good weekend last weekend. Nah, I'm gonna back the other guy. So I was on Henley, and the odds were really juicy on him, and they would have been on Burns too. And I was regretting not tailing Brian on Burns. As it turned out, you know, I would have lost either way. But
that's right.
yeah, it was him. He was the only threat all day, and it just seemed like he was never gonna go away. And then finally, he did.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, hasn't Brian won enough? Not this year in this particular contest. He has not. He's not won very much at all. But
that
it felt good.
That putt, even though, I mean, it takes up maybe a little something away from it that he didn't need it to win. Like, it, you know, once it's getting there, I don't know, maybe a lot of people had the same thought. I'm watching that putt go and was like, oh, he's got this. It's going to be close enough for a tap in par, and that's all he needs. And so, like, the last couple of seconds of that, I'm not even thinking about it going in. And then it goes in. So what, 64, 67 feet, whatever that was. Oh, my gosh. It was an amazing, amazing putt.
Did I say on Friday, like, a good player probably thinks about anything that's sort of in range, that's makeable, I can make this. And a bad player thinks anything of any distance, I can miss that. And I was thinking about Spawn, wanting Spawn to win very much. Like, no missed putt to me would have been a gimme. Like, and 1 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm standing over that ball and, like, staring at it and just sort of like this. because you know what it means if you make it.
Yeah.
And I'd be very relieved to not have to make that second putt.
Rory missed a few three-footers last year in the same tournament to cost him the tournament, really. So, yeah, it can happen. I just know he's such a good putter. I just felt like he, you know, whatever, it's close, he'll be fine. But then it goes in, and it was just
the big mystery of the whole thing is how or why the caddy did not release the umbrella at the moment of the putt going in the hole. You've got Spawn, who just like instinctively throws his putter, like just and the caddy basically celebrates it, but he never lets go of the umbrella. I just was so desperate for traction on this. On Twitter last night, like, how does the umbrella? I've got a couple of theories.
Okay.
I don't think any of them really should be enough, because I don't know how you don't.
Right.
He's not the player, but he might as well be. And he never lets go of the umbrella. I don't know. 803-0550. We'll talk to Joe Goodberry next hour about the Bengals.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And talk about different things, Stanley Cup, NBA, baseball, and more on the U.S. Open throughout the day. Would love your calls. Lines are open. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Just want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
In U.S. Open history, J.J. Spahn closes the deal with a birdie at the last.
That's pretty good. I think a lot of golf calls can be really clunky. Just don't really work, I would say. That was really good, though, Dan Hicks. How about one? Two putts is all he needs. How about one? And the rest of it's just dead on.
Yeah. They often...
And the crowd behind him. Wow.
Maybe I assume too much in feeling like they're often overly rehearsed. But I feel like, you know, if you got a good idea who's winning, you might, you know, what am I going to want to say here?
Yeah.
And
it's the Nance legacy.
They just sort of come off in this, like, okay, that's good. It's fine. But you know, were you writing these down in the hotel room last night or something? Yeah, I don't know. That just sounded, you know, of course, you know, you don't know he's going to make the putt. I liked it too.
Perfect. You know, I mean, the crowd is so great. And it really was one of the most, what does he say? Unlikely final rounds. Yeah. When does that happen? When a guy shoots 40 and then wins, you know, and gets it right. Birdies the last two holes. That's definitely unlikely. He's correct.
I love the reactions. I didn't listen to it, but I saw Hatton with captions. He was doing an interview as that putt is going in, and he sort of blew his mind. McIntyre, who's waiting to see if he's going to be involved in a playoff, which isn't going to happen until Monday morning, his reaction was just tremendous. Mm-hmm. Sitting there watching the monitor, just wow. Like just like all of us watching wherever we were at our Father's Day gatherings, if that's where you were, that's where we were. And just holy cow, that went in.
Yeah, right. You can't be mad.
Right.
It gets him to minus one. You know, somebody broke par. You can't really be mad. Seems like the guy's really likable. I think maybe a lot of golfers were like McIntyre right there, which is just, yeah, hats off, buddy.
Yep.
Here's Adam with us. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
First off, love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to say, like, talking about the whole J.J. Spawn, that was an epic putt. And, you know, Father's Day, it's great. Like, I remember, like, going out with my dad during Father's Day. We used to play golf all the time, and, like, nobody's watching us. You hit those shots, and it's beautiful.
You know, yes. It's a really good feeling.
Those epic putts that nobody will ever see.
Right.
Those drives that nobody will ever see.
But they're still important, right? I mean,
exactly.
Thanks, yeah, Adam. That's right. I do a podcast every week, ADP Chasing. Davis Maddock is one of the guys on the show, and he was talking about how he, week before last, made a two on a par four. He holed out. He's playing with his friends, plays a lot of golf, and he holed out on a par four. And I asked him about it, and he basically said, say what you want about what it is to do that. We will be getting together for many years to come,
right.
And this moment will come up. This was a moment that we all celebrated mm-hmm. together, is the time I made the two on the par four, you know, from the fairway. And like, no, it's not the U.S. Open, but it's special. And so, I mean, golf is great for that. And, you know, people play other sports too, and that can be special too. But there's, you know, golf, I think, is maybe top of the list for this. And you can feel like you're a pro for a moment, you know, for one shot.
Right.
You can feel like, you know, this is really great.
Yeah. Golf is equipped to give you that. Yeah. And, you know, you can make whatever you want out of it. But it's very unlike just about anything else athletically that it can give you a moment, when you're playing, you know, you're playing your local track and you just hit a shot and you're like, wow, that felt great. That was 170 yard seven iron to within 10 feet. Look at that.
Yeah, we should have streamed it.
Right.
We should post that.
Right.
Billy is next. Hi, Billy.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Yeah, listen, same thing. I'm just going to talk about the golf. I'm one guy that's a little disappointed. Not disappointed. I'm so happy Spawn won, but I did live bet McIntyre when he was three back, and I got lucky to hedge out. I had to take a big chance because everybody was right there, and I just seen it coming for Spawn, you know, the way he's been playing lately and stuff like that. But I mean, seeing those guys drop shot after shot after shot when there was about five or six guys at one under, and every single time they changed the score, they dropped a shot. And guys, I don't know about you. I follow all sports. I watch them all. And this is going to be tough what I say, but I have never seen a sport where guys choke down the stretch more than golfers. And I've been watching it a long time now. And for them to play 70 holes great and then hit the net 71 and 72 when they need that drive down the middle out of bounds, I mean, it's just crazy how often it happens. It really is. But to get back to Spawn, very simply put, You know, guys, besides the maybe the Blue Jays winning the World Series in 91-92 or 92-93 and the Raptors, you know, those are big moments here in Toronto. But I got to tell you this, guys, I turned 66 in July, and I can't think of a time of watching any sport at any time how I've been more happier to see a guy win than J.J. Spahn. Really, really, what a humble guy. I wish every athlete in the world was like this guy. You could tell he didn't even know how to celebrate when he hit that putt. Should I throw the putter? Should I? And it came off awkward, but I'll just say, guys, that was one of the most enjoyable wins I have ever seen in my lifetime. And God bless J.J. Spahn.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I felt great. I mean, I jumped up when he made that putt. I have taken a liking to him, and I would say many of the same things. I just don't know how the caddy doesn't lose the grip on the umbrella. Like, I did get a couple of responses on Twitter. One person said, you know, he's in the habit of keeping the player dry. Think about that moment. Do you think J.J. Spahn cared for 5 seconds whether he was getting wet?
Right,
it almost makes it better.
You can do the job while you should be doing the job, but that the job is over in that moment. Just keeping him dry doesn't matter anymore.
You might have an instinct that if you let go of an umbrella, it could injure somebody. Like, you sort of raise your hands and let go of it, and it goes skyward.
The wind catches it.
Yeah, that could be – maybe you would – does this hold water? Maybe you would think – you would know not to do that because it could be an injury risk. Or it says Srixon on the top, and his hat does too, and he put the hat right back on when he took it off. And so maybe they were very serious about making sure the sponsor got paid off. So the umbrella, like, you see the two guys hugging, and really from above you just see the umbrella with the name. So this big day for that company. I don't know. Like,
that holds more water than worrying about it being turning into a flying projectile, I think.
Maybe it does.
Also may be just my own sort of jaded skepticism coming through, but yeah. I mean, whether you're worried about the umbrella, you could just get away and like, oh no, we lost the umbrella. It's okay, you just won the U.S. Open. Okay.
Yeah, it's on eBay today.
It's not that big a deal. You can get another one.
You can just drop it.
Right.
It's not going to hurt anybody.
Right. Right. Well, it was an incredible moment. And I you get to know more about these people when they're in the eye of it, like he was for a lot of the weekend. Even the whole tournament, right? I mean, he's the first round leader. And then, you know, turbulence to start Sunday morning, but still, or Sunday afternoon. I did see one account of someone who ran into him, you know, maybe within the last year or so, practicing at, for all intents and purposes, the way it read to me, he's practicing at like the Golf Dome driving range.
Scottsdale?
Yeah.
Is it that tweet?
Yeah. And just like, I like to be out with just it keeps me grounded to be here and not like at some private club or some whatever. I'm just going to go hit balls. Get the little tokens, put them in the machine, fill the buckets up, and go hit some balls next to a bunch of hackers. Like, that's really...
He's kind of a version of John Daly in that way, without the cigarettes.
Yeah, it's you're right. That speaks to me. I love to hear somebody like that. Because golf, one thing as much as I'm enjoying playing, like the highest levels of it, even locally, I just feel like it's so unattainable to so much of our population that freaks me out. So hearing somebody who's at the top of the profession is just out there with, you know, bus drivers practicing, that works for me.
And his daughter is sick all night?
And
overnight before the final round?
3 a.m. run to the drugstore. On Father's Day Eve.
No less. On Father's Day?
Well, right. It is actually Father's Day. Yeah. Right, right.
I mean, those places are open? At 3, that's good. I guess they would be. I guess a drugstore could be open at, you know, 24/7, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't all close in Pittsburgh? Yeah.
I know, I don't want to say which location or which store, but I knew when the kids were little, I knew which pharmacy was open if I needed it at some weird hour.
Mm-hmm. Joe is next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good. I went down on Friday and walked that entire course at Oakmont, and it is just the most brutal golf course that you could possibly try to play. Super fast. The rough is just incredible. The one thing that struck me as I was watching on Sunday is that 17th hole. They kept calling it the easiest hole on the course. That drivable hole, par four, that was probably the most difficult hole I watched all day. We sat there for like an hour watching guys groups come through, and nobody hits that green. If you hit the green, it's like it's a feat of, I don't know, it's such a small hole or small green, and it's really tough to hit. I mean, I don't know.
Tough to hit and hold, really. That's the thing. You might be able to hit it, but are you going to be able to stay there?
Well, it's the easiest hole because it's going to have the lowest scoring average to par, right? Like that's
right.
You don't have to go for the green off the tee on that hole if you don't want to. But guys are doing it. I mean, Spawn's ball looked like it could have gone in. It was like almost exactly right, perfectly online. So many great moments late. Even when, I mean, I wanted him to win, but he had a 5-way tie for the lead with 6 to 8 holes left. How great is that? Who cares how many under or over par it is?
Right.
That's just the best. Every storyline's different. I love the guy who said he bet McIntyre, because when McIntyre, even before he finished out on 18, like this is the bet right now is this guy. Not based on odds. He might have been the favorite. He probably should have been the favorite. You know, right there where Spahn and Burns and Hovland had like 2 or 3 holes left. Getting in at +1. Look at what's happening, but Spahn beat him. I mean, look what he had to do to beat him. So, really good. Joe Goodberry coming up at 4 on the Bengals. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. This is WGR. We have the NBA tonight, Game 5, Indiana at Oklahoma City. Series is 2-2. And Oklahoma City is favored by 9 at home. The bettors have not quit the Thunder, even though they've been in tough here. 8:30 for that one. Apparently the starting lineups, the introductions have not been shown through 4 games, but they will be tonight if that's what you're into.
Huh.
I love the intros.
Yeah, usually. I wonder why that is.
Bulldog, we just don't have time. We've got to get more ads in.
They have been in tough. I mean, it took a pretty furious late fourth quarter there for them to
not go down 3-1.
Yeah, not go down 3-1, Oklahoma City. Yeah.
Yep. So that's tonight. Joey's been mentioning it. Shohei Ohtani, Joe has been mentioning it, has been he'll pitch tonight for the Dodgers at home against San Diego, 10-10. So, you know, you can bounce back and forth.
Not bother watching that because it's starting too late.
Well, you might just want to see a couple innings.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's right. Yeah, 10-10. I mean, yeah, you get a few batters in there, probably. Yeah. Make that work.
Stanley Cup will be tomorrow, game 6. I didn't see any of game 5.
It was the least interesting game of the whole series, I would say,
okay,
so far. Just very much a game where Florida got in front and then nothing happened for a long time. Really, it was just a pretty dull, just smothering, you know, respect. They played a good defensive game, but it just wasn't. This series between Edmonton and Florida, second time around after last year, has been, the first 4 games were just, to me, almost breathtaking. Is probably overdoing it, but really, really good. Just a lot of drama, a lot of skill, a lot of talent, speed, nasty. It just has had everything that I think most hockey fans really like. Saturday night was just kind of like, ugh. It's not much happened.
Good road game?
Yeah, right, good road game.
Florida, I think, has to be the better team here through 5. I mean,
yeah,
their game 4 loss was pretty brutal. I mean, up 3-0, and then you still get it to overtime and lose. And, you know, Edmonton was blown out in game 3, something close to that in game 5 at home. So, I don't know. I like the idea of betting Edmonton at 2-1 down.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now I think it's harder. Hard. It's hard to see Florida losing these, you know, both of these two games.
It is. But I'll say again, I think I said this on Friday before we got to the weekend, or maybe it was even before game four on Thursday night. You know, Edmonton was down 3-0 in this series. Like last year, they won 3 in a row. So I still wouldn't want to pull anything off the table. But Florida's been better. I mean, that doesn't mean they got to win tomorrow night, but they've been the better team. I think that's fair.
Joe Goodberry today coming up on the enigmatic Cincinnati Bengals. Is that a good word? Or are they completely predictable in how they will almost always run into these kind of predicaments with their players where their commitment is being severely questioned? That's not enigmatic. That's just sort of pathetic.
Right. They predictably find themselves on the wrong side of these things pretty often. Although Joe, I mean, from what I've been able to garner on Twitter, Joe has been really aggressively following, as you would expect him to, especially the situation with the rookie Stewart, and just how commonplace what the Bengals are trying to get in the contract is around the league with other first round rookies and that kind of thing. Like the Bengals' reputation, I have a feeling at least is what I've gleaned off of Joe's social media is that a lot of people are assuming the Bengals are in the wrong because of kind of how you just framed that. Because this is what they do, right? They have a certain reputation, and so if anyone's going to botch a rookie pay scale contract, we'll leave it to the Bengals. But it sounds like they might be a victim of their reputation as much as anything.
Okay.
With what's going on here right now.
No better person to ask to have analyze it. Joe Goodberry coming up after sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll look for your calls again as we go through the day. But next, it's Joe Goodberry here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.